I'm so sorry. It's High 97. We are back. Jay-Z, Jeezy, Trey Songz in the building at the same time. It's just too much.
Before we start, just reading the Wyclef and Hot 97 thing on the wall there. You know, so our shout outs to everybody in Haiti. Our condolences and prayers and blessings go to them. You know,
crazy, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, God bless all those people. There's a whole bunch of I know Clef is doing with Clef?
Yeah.
Well, that was something else. We were giving away free money, but he's also... this is for the Yele. Actually, yeah, you can text Y-E-L-E to 501-501, right? And then... Oh, thanks, Jeezy.
Yeah,
Y-E-L-E to 501-501, and then every time you text that, it'll donate $5.
Oh, that's great.
Directly to the people of Haiti. So, you know, do it a bunch of times. Do it once if you can only do it once. Do it, you know, a million times if you have J money. Or Jeezy money. Or Trey money.
Young boy getting some money over there. I'm making sure that
young boy's making some money over there.
Squeeze play. We got the squeeze play on these people.
Seriously though, when you set up a situation, when you set up a situation like this, right? Is there ever do you argue about money? Is there ever any do you guys even discuss the money amongst yourselves? Or
yeah, but that has to get taken care of early so we get that out the way.
But is this like a three of you in the room or your peoples are in the room?
Nah, it's easier with the people in the room. So, you know, everybody can say exactly what they want to say.
That's without what the people away. Get paid for.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, the people, right? The people in the room.
We got people for that. Let them people do their job, you know, and getting paid. Yeah.
What you say, young?
Who is the hardest negotiator
I just
of the...
I brought my rubber bands. I'm just right.
He brought his rubber band in the studio. Like, put it in
my Louis bag, baby. Let's get it.
He starts switching all kind of ways. Can it go right here? I was like, nah, man. Look at me.
So you both
pay for the lights, baby.
So you all worked it out.
Oh yeah,
and everybody's good.
Good. All right. Well, Jay, you know, I have to ask you this. The first day that I said you were coming up, this would be before I knew that these guys were coming. People are really buying into this that you are some sort of Illuminati, devil worshipping, Freemason, something.
Man,
what are you up to that I wasn't aware of?
I don't know. I don't know where it came from. I don't know where it started, but you know.
Well, there's all these images in videos that people are saying are deliberate. Are you? My question to you is: are you messing with people and doing this on purpose?
No, not me. No, never done that before. Why would I do that? That's retarded. Be honest with you. I really think it's really silly. Mm-hmm. You know, for the record, you know, I of course believe in God, but I believe in one God. You know, if people must know my religious beliefs, I believe in one God. I don't believe in religion. I don't believe in Christians or Muslims. I think all that separates people. I think it's one God. I think it's all the same God, and I don't believe in hell. Hmm. But as far as God, of course I believe in God. And am I a part of some type of sect or cult? That sounds stupid to me. It's like ignorant to even say. And I guess I'll be the last time I address that. But, you know, it's really...
Aren't there little... secret societies?
Right here. There's the mob squad. Nation is the gang. I mean, but as far as, you know, I can't even get in a golf club in Palm Springs. I'm from Marcy Projects. Imagine, they just think about that. Like,
they wouldn't let you in the club, you're saying?
Of course not. How? People that control the world and, you know.
Do you believe that those sort of organizations exist?
I think there's friends. I think there's cliques of friends who control things. I don't know if it's a devil worshiping sect. I think that's a little Tom Hanks.
Right.
but I believe there's cliques of people that control the world. Like, if, you know, Jeezy's my man. I got Atlanta. I go down to Atlanta. I got that thing. And, you know, on the whole, you come down to Brooklyn. He got that thing. I go down to Virginia. Like, you know, that's just natural process. You know, I'm sure Obama has his people that, you know, everything is good.
That he rocks with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, as far as, you know, how far people are taking it, and, you know, I guess...
It's kind of surprising.
I guess I'm an entertainer. As long as people entertain, it's fine. But, you know, that's not my thing.
Okay. So you're not... You don't intentionally do this to just put people in a frenzy.
I'm an entertainer at the end of the day, but, you know...
So the next video...
Push your buttons. Maybe I'll push your buttons, but, you know...
But that's all it is.
Yeah.
All right.
But, you know, whatever.
What is it? What?
But you don't have to do that these days. People make up their own things and they just run with it.
Yes, but you antagonizing it takes it to a whole other level.
No, that's just the comic in me.
Some sort of comedian?
Yeah, it's humor. It seems it's funny to me. You know?
You have to be surprised how seriously two people will take that.
How far it went, yeah.
Has he tried to initiate either one of you guys into any form of cult or satanic?
The all black cult.
The money game.
The money game.
The money game.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all Jeezy about the money. Jeezy, I'm so proud of you for squashing a beef. Nobody does that. I never expected for you to do that either.
I mean, you know, it was a little bit, you know, it came from other side, but it was like, man, you know, I'm growing, man. I got bossed up, man. I'm trying to get my money, you know what I mean?
Did you have to have that conversation with yourself in the mirror, though, that moment?
I mean, yeah, definitely.
Well,
not for real, because I just know how people respect me, and I just know where I came from and my struggle, and I, you know what I mean? When I analyze it, it wasn't just no street thing no more. You know what I mean? It wasn't if I see you, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, because everybody know that's where my head at, but it was like, you know, the whole world watching now, you know what I'm saying? It's about your money. If y'all ain't going to meet in the middle of, you know, Peach Street and get it on, I mean, what's up? So I wouldn't like that. So we just basically bossed up.
Nice, nice. All right, we're gonna. What are we getting into? Whatever. We should have just a trade song, a Jeezy song, or a whole song ready at all times. You can do that one right there since it's on deck.
This one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the shows are all sold out except the one that you've just announced at the Garden, right?
Tickets, I think we sold it out.
That'd be sold out.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Out,
it's
right?
Gone.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm just joking.
I thought it didn't go on sale yet.
Yeah. Well, goes on sale Friday.
Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Smartass.
I have tickets though. So tickets go on sale Friday, but I have tickets. We'll do that during the countdown, which is at 4 o'clock. You can text us your questions, comments. You just want to say what's up, 75759. Trey Songz is here. Jeezy's here. Hope's here. And it's at 97. Let's get it.
Yeah.
It is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living